What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Manuel Fonts Show. I am Manuel Fonts, obviously. And we are just going to, you know, sit back for a second and say hello. Hope you guys are all doing fantastic. It's hump day. It's Wednesday. Back down the hill on the way to the weekend. Then you get to realize after you got hammered, you got 2 days to Monday. Tons of fun, isn't it? Really do appreciate all the subscribers. Would love to know. I would love. Dr. Pepper stuck again. I am a massive. I don't know if Keurig Dr. Pepper is going to sponsor me, but I could sure use that. You know, this Dr. Pepper is some good shit. I want you guys to know that Dr. Pepper is some good shit. Now, having said that, let's start over. Take two. What I was going to say was, I'd love to hear from you guys. Who's listening out there? They say there's 402 subscribers, so I had a little uptick. I checked. Who's out there? Say hello. All you got to do is in the comments go, hi, what's up? It's you, whoever you are, whatever your name is. Say hello. Give me a thumbs up. 5-star, however it works on whatever platform you're listening to. And obviously, we know that Cash Patel finally got confirmed. You know, I talked about that not too long ago. I was like, what the fuck is the holdup? Well, they finally exhausted all their bullshit, and he finally got confirmed, right? So, what's his first act? To tell Elon Musk take his email and shove it where the sun don't shine. The FBI belongs to me. I'm like, hey, you know what? You're not that bad. Now, of course, he's also said that he's going to look into all of the people he doesn't like very much. I don't know how credible these investigations are going to be if you're targeting people. Which, what are you going to do? He's targeting people. Whatever. I mean, it's not whatever. Rewind. Targeting people is not a good thing because your cases will get tossed, but Pam Bondi is also in agreement with Cash Patel in terms of looking into some of these cases, so she may not even bother. She may let him through. I don't know. What do you guys think about that shit, about this guy? You know, after you say hello to me and you introduce yourself, I introduce myself. I'm Manuel. You are. And there you go. But once you do that, then let me know. What do you think of Cash Patel? Cash Patel. Also, his girlfriend is also making the rounds. I find this weird in the upper 1%. Now, if you are a football fan, you notice that Bill Belichick's running around with a 25-year-old on his arm. What is the deal with that? What do you guys got? What are your thoughts on this? Go down this rabbit hole with me. Every fucking old dude with cash always seems to have, I know this is anecdotal, but it's, you know, maybe there's maybe it is widespread. I'm not sure. But every one of them seems to have a girl 20 years younger than them. And I'm wondering, is there real love there? Or is there like some sort of an actual attraction? When you're 70, and Belichick is like 72 or some shit, his girlfriend's 25, is there an actual attraction there, or is she just there for the money? Or does he understand that she's there for the money and it doesn't fucking matter to him? I mean, look at Cash Patel. He's 44. She's like 25. Like, it's like an 18-year gap. It's really weird that when the higher up you go in society, those age gaps are fucking wide. And it's like, are they chasing the money? What do you guys think about that shit? Let me know in the comments below. I don't know. It just hit me when they showed a picture of his girlfriend. I'm like, what the fuck? How the hell? Anyway, little sidetrack there. Anyhow, let's read some doubts from our Democratic liberal friends. They don't like the Cash Patel tell. And one of them in particular is super duper, 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 Adam Schiff, and we can probably put some brain cells together to figure that one out. I don't think it's that big of a deal. But here we go. Let's see if we can find. Let's see if we can find a Democrat that's angry about it. All right. Democrats complained. This is all this is from the AP where I'm going to get these quotes from. Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut is, as we all know, is where brain eating nut jobs live. He says this. And I quote, "I am absolutely sure of this one thing. This vote will haunt anyone who votes for him. They will rue the day that they did this." Oh, to my Republican colleagues, they think of, to my Republican colleagues, think about what you will tell your constituents and family about why you voted for this person who will so completely and utterly disgrace the office and do such grave damage to our justice system. Fucking snore. Bro, like, I said, bro, oh shit, I'm fucking a teenager now. Look, this is asinine bullshit, okay? Does anybody remember Merrick Garland targeting school parents over several issues, letters going out? I remember that. Does anybody remember the amount of investigations into Donald Trump that have obviously gone nowhere, all at the behest of the FBI and the DOJ under Joe Biden and a little bit under Barack Obama, trying to cram vaccine mandates via OSHA onto American citizens, firing and or dismissing military personnel who refuse to take the vaccine? I mean, and then these guys are going to sit here and say, oh, Cash Patel is a danger to us all. It's like, get the fuck out of here, dude. And then, of course, Adam Schiff says, this is someone we cannot trust. Oh, the irony, Adam. Oh, oh, where's your pub tent, you piece of shit? Man, I'm still waiting on that fucking Russian evidence, by the way, Adam. I know you say you have it. I'm just, at some point, I would love for you to fucking show us. He keeps going. This is someone who lacks the character to do his job. Someone who lacks the integrity. This dude, okay, he uses trust, integrity, character. This fucking clown sat at CNN 24/7 to talk about evidence that he has that he never presented, not even in the impeachment inquiry, nor the impeachment trial. This fucking douchebag literally said during the second impeachment that he had whistleblowers that can place these phone calls, that can place text messages in connection with the January 6th thing. Like, these fucking, bro, I did it again, I'm sorry. Fuck, dude, you can't be this retarded. And then he just did it again recently. He claimed he has recently. I just played this. I can't remember what episode it was. It was like at least 10 episodes ago where all of a sudden Adam Schiff had another whistleblower. He just fucking dug his ass up. Somehow he knows something about Trump. It's like, dude, you cannot use the word trust, integrity, and character in this statement. It just, pot kettle black. Fuck, bro. I did it again. Shit. Sorry. I love that. I love that. Awesome. All right. Anyway, I hope for some craziness. Donald Trump even said Cash Patel has got enough time on his hands to be the alcohol, tobacco, and firearm chief. He's also in charge of the FBI and the ATF. I mean, you can't get a better candidate for both jobs. Now, I don't think he can do them both at the same time, personally, but let's see. Maybe he could. Maybe he's got enough energy. Let's find out. Let's find out. So that happened, and then this happened out of fucking nowhere. This is from Donald Trump's Truth Social. This right here is out of nowhere. It fucking boggled my mind. Okay, here we go. Great news for law enforcement and American justice. Dan Bongino, a man of incredible love and passion for our country, has just been named the next deputy director of the FBI by the man who will be the best ever director, Kash Patel. Dan has a master's degree in psychology from the CUNY and an MBA out of Penn State. He was a member of the New York Police Department, a highly respected special agent of the United States Secret Service, and is now one of the most successful podcasters in the country, something he is willing and prepared to give up in order to serve, working with our great new United States Attorney General Pam Bondi. Director Patel, fairness, justice, law, and order will be brought back to America. Congratulations, Dan. Holy shit. Donald Trump has dusted Dan Bongino off the trash heap of media, and he's going to go on a podcasting hiatus to work in the office of the FBI side by side with Kash Patel. I don't know if I'm excited or if I'm, I don't know. Like, I mean, obviously he's qualified, you know, he's qualified. He's been, you know, when you, he was on the president's detail, Obama's presidential detail. He was a police officer. He does know the ins and outs. I mean, I know there are some lefty lunatics out there saying he doesn't have any experience. I think working in law enforcement is experience. I think being a Secret Service agent protecting the president is absolutely experience. And I believe he has probably wandered the halls of the FBI at least once or twice. He probably knows how that shit works. So for those who are saying he's not qualified, eat a fucking dick and then some. The only thing is, it's really weird. And to me, it's really weird where he's turning to get people. And these are all people that like are loyal to Donald Trump, which doesn't bother me too much because, I mean, Obama did it, Bush did it, Clinton did it. Every president will get a cabinet together that shares the same vision and has some loyalty aspect to it. So that doesn't bother me too much. And they will help carry out the agenda. And again, I'm not thrown by that. And I know there's a lot of people that are mad about it because they keep trying to say that this shit is mirroring Hitler. But then when you go into the archives of history, you tend to see similar things. Like they're trying to say that Donald Trump is destroying our government with the hirings and the firings and the consolidation of departments at the federal level and the executive branch. But when you look at it, you find out that George Bush did it. You find out that Barack Obama did it. You find out Joe Biden kind of did some of it in 4 years, in office. You find out Bill Clinton was a fucking master at it. So and when you see that, then you see the appointments and you go, okay, you don't like Dan Bongino? All right. You're not a fan of Kash Patel? You don't like Pam Bondi? Believe me, I was not a fucking jumping out of my socks for Merrick fucking Garland, nor was I diving over the bridge for Pete Buttigieg. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, guys. Let's just see how it goes. It's only been 30 days. Maybe the country gets better. Maybe it doesn't. But I can guarantee you one thing, and one thing only in this very short Wednesday episode, is that there will always be another presidential administration unless we get taken over, invaded, or what have you. Have a good day, guys. I'll see you tomorrow. Like it, share it, and subscribe. I want to break your soul.